Kyle, what a terrific show.
One of our best, if I'm bold enough to say.
Honest to goodness, I walked... Dude, you killed it. You fucking crushed it this entire episode. Entire episode. There was not a point where you did not deliver the goods. It's like you're over-delivered.
My back's hurting a little bit. I'm carrying it this week. So you know what? Tylenol is my go-to.
All right. Okay. A little insult my way, but I could take it.
That was more of me trying to get back into the shilling jokes.
Oh, okay.
Not really, Joe. I was like, hey, Tylenol. Big Tylenol. Let's go.
Let's go. I heard a lot. I need this. No, honestly, God, that was such a great show. We say it every week, but I mean it this time.
Yeah. Everybody...
I swear.
You mean it this time. I swear. Only about 40 minutes in is when the heat finally started to get into me. Like, I'm dripping all of a sudden.
Just as I said, with all that said, with all that out of the way, I started melting. But yeah, I'm definitely clipping out that DiGiorno's thing, because that is... We're going to shoot our shot with big old Papa D, you know? These were DiGiorno people permits. Yeah. So that said, Kyle, are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready for an empowerment question? Are you ready?
Always.
Okay. Well, before we
I'm
do
ready that, for Jose to make me cry this week.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You delivered. I wanted to get this right out of the way. You delivered. But you know who didn't deliver? The FedEx guy. We now have a vendetta in my house against the FedEx man. Worst fucking delay. So we bought a Traeger smoker, humble brag. My dad and my father really love cooking, so they bought this big thing. You control it with your phone. It's wild. The guy, when he delivered it, this was like a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, he just put it on the driveway and walked away. Yep.
All right.
Today, we ordered dog food for my dog via the mail. I don't know how that works out, but like, he put it right, like, we have a patio. You put it right next to the door like any other package, right, in America. He put it not even on the first step. He just put it on the ground and walked away. What the fuck, man? And then today, I'm not shitting you. I think this guy really has it out for us. I had to return a few things from the Amazon, and we're driving back. The motherfucker is parked in the driveway. Not in the driveway, blocking the driveway. And we're just like, we're in a main road, you dummy. Yeah. What are you doing? What was your idea here? What was your plan? And my brother's should I complain? I think I should complain, because this guy is a fucking douche.
maybe your FedEx guy is the same one who's responsible for me not having my fucking pride shirts that you ordered for me.
You still haven't gotten them?
They're still not here. And I feel like people watch our videos and like, oh man, Joe's rocking the pride merch. But that Kyle guy, he's not about it. That's why he's not wearing it. No, I just haven't fucking gotten them yet. Joe ordered them for me before he even ordered
it. Exactly. Like, dude, I'm like, oh, okay. All right. I'll reorder them. And maybe it is the FedEx guy. Maybe it is what it is.
Also, I realize you talking about the male person. I realize we didn't get to do the Sony Pony Express bit with the yeehaw.
You know what? All the questions,
they were all interspersed with the stories and stuff. Yeah.
It was excellent. That's when you know you really have a great week. You don't even have to think of the questions. People just put them in there and just like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is
and Dave, I got you two bangers in there. I counted two. So you're welcome.
Not by me.
Nope, I'll get it there.
All you gotta do is get me at the right hype level, and then I'll forsake all my values.
Road to greatness, it's no longer rating him on a scale of trophy levels. It's rating them on a scale of banger, 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 or banger?
A question mark. Which, speaking of, really loved our Ratchet talk as well.
Yeah, it was great.
I totally blanked on this because of the heat. Next week, maybe we need to look up what our July game's going to be.
I know you told me to think of two.
Do you have two? Off the
I'm
top
still
of
thinking.
You know what? Let's make it this show right here. PS Now.
Can I throw something out right now?
Yeah.
For the patrons.
Yeah.
Why don't we do a community one and we all play Plague Tale for July?
Well, okay. I would say Plague Tale is...
Only reason I say it is because it's available for everybody on PS Plus.
True.
So if you have PS Plus, you're going to have access... Well, that's PS5 only, so maybe not. Let me take that back.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, that's cheating because I've played it, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Yeah. But I also played, like, Uncharted Lost Legacy way before you did.
True. Hmm. All right, let's see.
I'll keep thinking. I'll keep thinking.
Because it has to be short. That's the one thing. Because we only have, like, 2 weeks to... Theoretically, 2 or 3 weeks of theoretically beat this thing.
And also for the patrons here and at large in our community, I start working again on Tuesday. Terrified about it, but I now have 40 hours a week where I can't play games and I'll be stuck in a room with 20 kids all day. And mask on at all times of the day, which will be a new experience for me. It's going to be weird.
Yeah, I really, as I've sat out this, you know, fucking pandemic, I was just like...
The panda stealing our bamboo?
Yeah. That thing? Yeah. I was really like, how do people wear masks 100%? You can't. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Not that it does make sense. Like, your ears, they would just hurt. You'd have to, like, I need a break from this guy.
So, my really good cloth one that I've worn all pandemic long, the other day I tried to put it on and the elastic snapped. And now it's gone forever and I'm really upset about it. So, I had to use the paper ones, like the throwaway ones.
They're not as good, obviously.
And as a big man with a big beard, it rides up into my eyeballs. Yep. So, like, could give me paper cuts on my eyes. That's not good.
I know a friend of the show, Bomber, he has a mane of a beard. And he has it's like a hapsack you put around your beard of a mask. And I think it's hilarious, but like it makes sense. Yeah. Oh, they so have Dishonored? I looked up... Shit.
What are you looking for? Like sales?
I'm looking up games that we could all play.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I went and searched for like new masks just to have ready to go, so I don't have to wear the throwaway ones. And on Disney's store, at least online and on mobile, all their masks are discounted for like $3 for like a pack of four. Oh. So I just bought a bunch. There's a Marvel one I got. I got a Pixar one. Yeah. So I'm very happy. Like I think I'm getting like 12 masks for like. $13.
It's
a pretty good deal.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty. Kyle. They have Gravity Rush Remastered.
But you've played that.
But it's remastered, though.
I mean, so is a Plague Tale.
But, like, I forgot a lot about it.
Oh.
And I could platinum that's it. Fair. And in platinum, the last one that's on my old PSN2. I don't think it.
Well, how much is this Gravity Rush Remastered?
Well, it's on PS Now.
Oh, through PS Now. Okay,
so that's my got one. It, that's got my it, one. Got it.
That's a good point.
I would want to try out Greedfall, but again, I think that's like a big RPG. I know. Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
What came in second place of our last poll?
Puppeteer, right? Let's yeah, but puppeteer. Like, listen, this is not
what?
This is not the mayoral race in New York City. That's madness. Oh. I would want a new poll for people to vote on. Well, do you want Puppeteer to be your game?
I'll think about it.
Okay,
I do definitely want to play that. Or I would love for you to play Enslaved, like real bad. So I'll look up games as well.
Okay. Fighting games on this, crazy. That would be. It's,
patrons, how do you feel that we're just looking up games now for your post show?
Well, I mean, this is for, you know, the road to greatness.
That's fair. That's fair.
Honestly, no, I'll never do Knack. I looked at it and I was like, no.
Joe, we can co-op it.
I thought that's only the second one.
That's. Probably right.
And didn't people actually like the second one more? Right? Wasn't that a thing? It's like, actually, this is not a meme anymore. This is actually really
it. It actually, I mean, at its base, Knack 1 is not a bad game. It could be better. But Knack 2 definitely is better than the Knack 1. Streets of Rage 4.
I suck at shmups, but like...
They're not shmups. They're beat-em-ups.
Sorry, beat-em-ups. I would be down for that. I was going to say, just to be a dick, I put Neo in there. That would get no vote. not even a single one. Let's see.
I still want to play Operation Tango with you.
Same. Likewise. We need to do that at some point. Once your first week's done and you're like...
And I get a better sense of everything, yeah.
Yeah. Let's play Ratatouille.
Ratatouille?
Ratatouille's on here.
Side tangent. Mm-hmm. Wario today tweeted out there was this PS4 game called Slide Stars.
Uh-huh.
For like $5. I'm like, okay, you got me. Let me see what it's all about. They literally took influencers and Instagrammers and put them in the game. And it's just like they're falling down the slides. Collect all the coins as you go down. And I'm like, oh my God.
God has forsaken us.
We've done it all.
We got Jedi Starfighter on here. Force Unleashed and Force Unleashed 2. Oh, dude. That's been such a minute. I bet they're awful now. You know, like thinking about it. They have Starhawk. What a brave choice.
I don't know if we want to do it 2 months in a row.
What's that?
But you mentioned during the Road to Greatness that you've never played Ratchet and Clank A Crack in Time. And that is on PS Now. It's generally considered one of the best Ratchet games, if not the best.
Okay.
I think that's a PS3 version, though, so it's probably dated and probably will feel like it's an old platformer.
Right. Is that short, too, or no?
Let's see. How long to beat? Have you ever gone to that website, How Long to Beat?
No, I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, it tells you how long games are. It's fantastic.
Wolfenstein. The New Order. Do that. Let's see. Wet.
Crack in Time. Main story is about 10.5 hours. It's not bad.
Not bad. But you're right. That would be two in a row. I don't know how I'd feel about that. Okay. I have mine. Do you have yours, sir?
Well, I'm gonna put Enslaved back up there.
You're putting Enslaved back up? Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm putting Gravity Rush up there. Also, you should write these down for me because I'm a dumb idiot. I'll forget.
Oh, I don't have a pen.
Someone will yell at me. Don't worry.
I'll write in the doc.
Okay. What
Gravity
else?
Gravity Rush. Enslaved. I mean, I'll just run it back. I'll do a salty run back. Puppeteer.
Okay. So Enslaved and Puppeteer, I have what was it? Gravity Rush. And what I learned at boating school is
what I learned at boating what school.
It's a SpongeBob reference, so you'll hate it.
Oh.
Yep. Let's see. What's Dissigia? Is that how you really say it? JRPG thing. I'm not picking it. I'm just curious of how you pronounce it.
Yeah, it's a Disgaea.
Disgaea. Okay.
Yeah.
And let's see.
I thought you were trying to say Dissidia.
Oh, no. That's Final Fantasy, right?
Yeah. They're fighting a game.
They have a fighting game?
That's what Dissidia is.
Oh, shit.
The characters fight each other.
Okay. Huh. Oh, wow. They have Guilty Gear on here as well. You don't never see that. I only have... Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. Heavy Fire Afghanistan. You can only imagine what that's going to be. You know
Dark
what?
Dark Cloud is great, too. Dark Cloud's a good choice.
Let's do
well.
Dark Cloud as well. How about that?
All right.
Bam. Put it in there. Dark Cloud, Gravity Rush, Puppeteer, and is the other one? Enslaved. Odyssey of the West.
Yeah.
Bam. Look at that, gang. That's how we solve things here on the Trophy Room After Show. Jose writes in. Empowerment question. What kinds of good and beautiful things am I experiencing in this moment. It's not fucking heat, I could tell you that.
Definitely is not. Give AC. Me a blizzard right now.
AC is something?
I mean, it's timed pretty well. But for tomorrow, I'm becoming an uncle again.
There you go.
So as much stress as that it's going to bring me and my family, it's going to be amazing because having little ones around this house again that are not of the age where they don't want to be around you every second.
Yeah.
I miss that a great deal of just the little one climbing up and just snuggling up to you is one of the greatest feelings in the world. So to have another little one around is going to be fun, but it's going to be daunting and stressful, but I'm going to take it all in stride.
There you go.
Yeah.
What beautiful things am I experiencing? Listen, I don't want to give my other best friend Amy a whole lot of credit because she's a hard six at best. But that's our comedy.
I know it is. I know it
is. We shit on each other constantly. It's nice. It's great. We don't hurt each other's feelings one bit. But honestly, getting to actually see her, touch her face even, like a pat. Then, like, you know, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, just touching your face. Nothing weird. We're in a pandemic, remember? And, yeah, like, having those moments back, I think pretty beautiful. Something I'm going to cherish. Also, Jose had something on Twitter that I saw. Let me see. Ask. What not? Why? There you go. Okay. He said something 12 hours ago that resonated with me. He said, today I will accept the potent emotions I may feel towards members of my family, and I will be grateful for the lessons they're teaching me. I accept the golden light of healing that's shining on all of us. First off, Jesus, this guy.
He's good at his job.
Right? Like, spoke to my soul there. You know? Yeah. That's a future Barack if I've ever seen it. Today will be... the day I will accept the emotions I may feel towards my members of my family. I will be grateful for the lessons they're teaching me and accept that Sasha, Malia, and the golden light of healing that's shining on all of us. Thanks, Barack. I was like, you know what? I hate most of my family. And this is releasing the anger towards this family. I'm like, I don't know if I can. I really don't like a lot of them. Like, I'm not a fan. But I was thinking introspectively there, you know, of like the people that have wronged me. You ever think about that, Kyle? Ever just like you're just driving and you're like, who's wronged me? Those sons of guns. I hate them something fierce, you know?
Nothing? No, that's never popped in my head.
Really? Oh, I guess I'm a vindictive son of a bitch because I'm just like, I'll just be driving. I'm having a good day. I'm like, remember that one kid in seventh grade that called you, I don't know, smelly? And like, oh, I hate that kid, you know?
So it's weird when those moments happen, but I never think of the person that did it to me. Mm-hmm. I think in a weird way, I remember those moments. Mm-hmm. And I add on to the pile of beating myself up. Mm. Like, oh, that kid was right.
Oh, no.
Like,
I'd be like,
no. I never think of the person who's saying the words. Yeah. I just remember the words and how they made me feel. And those makes me hurt more the more I think about it. So, like, I try not to even dwell on it too much. I wish I was a little bit more vindictive. Yeah. I wish I was. I feel like it's probably way healthier for me
no, it's
not. Than what I'm currently doing. Yeah. But yeah, that's what happens. And that's why I'm in the state I am in right now.
Honestly, it's always like when you're about to go to sleep too, you're like, hey, remember that embarrassing thing you did in the fifth grade? You're an idiot. Always.
Yeah.
All the time, man. All the time.
Yeah.
There was one comment I wanted to bring up.
The amount of times I think of... how the only time in my life I've had a girlfriend, somebody to call myself a girlfriend, how that whole 2 month experience, whatever it was so handled so poorly on my end. That's the stuff that keeps me up at night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it was very much just like, cool, I have someone to call me a girlfriend. All right. Let's just not see each other or hang out at all anymore. Like, I guess it's done.
Yeah, like, I guess this is
achievement
it.
Unlocked kind of thing. Yeah, no, that was bad. I told you the story of what happened at the end there, right?
Yeah.
How I finally got the nerve to lean in and give her a kiss. It was Super Bowl party, whatever. And I kissed her on the cheek, and then she broke up with me 2 hours later.
Damn.
And that destroyed me. I think that is my main issue with me talking to girls and trying to find my better half.
Yeah, my issue's never been that moment. It's always been the disappointment afterwards. Let's see. K-Grim reached out to me. It was on Discord. That's why I can't find it on Twitter. And he's like, I was at a wedding, and I can't say the person's name, but I was at a wedding, I was like talking about podcasts, I mentioned yours because yours is so great. I'm like, thank you, the ego only grows. And
vote for us for podcast of the year.
Exactly, please. Multiple times if you can. Please cheat. All right? We'll get Dominion in here. So anyway, jokes aside, he goes, I talked to someone. They know you or knew of you in high school.
Oh.
And then suddenly dread came about because I'm like, oh, shit, what'd they say? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. They know more of the deep, dark secrets that I hold. It's like you thought that some of the shit I was saying 3 episodes back was bad? Oh, wait till you hear. I'll just say his name was Josh had to say. But I was just like, oh, let me look this person up, because like the name was familiar-ish, but then I looked at my high school album, and I'm like, I know who this person is, I know who they are, and my goodness gracious, yeah, he knows, he knows more than he's letting on. No, he just said I was like funny or something like that, and I'm like,
okay.
I remember Josh because there was one day, you know, like picture day.
Picture. Did you day. Say his real name right there? Or
no, it's a fake. Josh is a super fake name. Because his real name's Steve. And so, Josh. As long as I don't give that last name, it was picture day, and he put on the derpiest face. Uh-huh. This is the memory I knew, and I think it was like with a girl that I think maybe we both liked or something like that. Definitely, maybe I liked, whatever. But I said a joke. This is how I remember it. And, like, about his picture, because he looked doofy. Like, I think the reason why it was so funny was when he took the picture, he was smiling, but one eye was, like, northeast and the other eye was southwest. And okay. I was just like... And I remember him getting so upset. He literally was like... Because I'm like, I'm keeping this. Yeah, I think he's like, snatches it from my hands. Like, nope. And he folds it up and just throws it in the trash. He's like, I'm taking another picture. I don't give a shit what they have to say. Because we had to wear IDs because, you know, it's America and gun laws are what they are. Yeah. And so, like, yeah, I remember that. I embarrassed him and he hated it. He hated it. But he was kind of like similar position I was. Because I think he came from, like, DePaul. Which is like a high school where all the rich kids go.
Same level? What, are you in a caste system in your high school?
Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of like how they it's kind of like how they handled it in New Spain. No, it was kind of like same level as in we're big like dummies. In terms of like we just want to see we're chuckleheads. We just want to see people laugh and do dumb shit. It's crazy that life has gotten to that level where people nearby me know the podcast and are people that I'm like, please listen, for the love of God, please. You know,
it's great. I mean, besides the people that I've met through online, like Catherine, for example, I've hung out with her many times and she's an amazing human being. There are some times where I will have the confidence to put it out like on my main Facebook feed and just see who likes it. Not a whole lot of people from my real life kind of likes or interacts with. There's one kid that I was friendly to, like we weren't hanging out or anything outside of school, but he's like, oh yeah, what's your name? what's your PSN name? I was like, okay, yeah, here it is. So like a little bit there, but nothing like when I said, yeah, I'm going to be on the show that made me get into podcasts with like one of my inspirations, Greg Miller, and Greg Miller's coming on my show.
Yeah.
Again, like nothing. I'm like, oh, all right. All right. It's whatever. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. I'm sure you see me on Twitter just spouting out sad tweets from now and again and talk about video games. And I'm sure they're looking like, oh, this he's still on it, huh? Still talking about those games? He hasn't grown up. 100%, I believe that's what they're thinking in their head.
He cried at Child of Light or whatever.
Yeah. That's the kid that cried in front of health class when he had to read his essay in front of the whole class. What a loser.
Yep. I remember health class with the mannequin that we had to do CPR on. And I remember, I think somewhere along the lines, the teacher's like, don't give this thing tongue, you fucking idiots. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. What was the other thing I wanted to tell you? There's a few other things I could have sworn on the top of my mind, and I totally am blanking on now.
Oh, well, while you're thinking about it, I will just say to everyone listening, because I feel like I have to say it, and I know you're going to say whatever, and people will say it anyway. I'm sorry for being such a downer on these post shows. I'm trying not to be, but Jose asks these damn questions and they poke and prod.
I mean,
just takes everything out of it. So like,
seeping into my soul.
I'm sorry if like my struggles and me talking about it is in any way affecting your own mental health. Cause I know sometimes that happens with me where like I see people going through stuff that kind of triggers some stuff with myself. Real so talk? Like, I'm sorry if that has ever happened.
I was watching Into the Heights today. I'll talk about it when I cried. I was watching Into the Heights. First off, movie's just all right. I'm here to tell you, even as a Hispanic, I get the dancing. I get it all. But was not for me. That bums me out. It just feels disjointed. And like I'm watching it, I'm like, yeah, the musical's or the play's better than the musical. And I have not seen the play. That said, everybody, it like, oh my God, the chick that plays Vanessa, I am in love with her. Slap me with a tuna fish salad. Why don't you? My goodness. Guys, can I just thirst for a second and just say, that girl's abs are just crazy out of this world. And also Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine's in it.
Oh, yeah,
I'm also
in
love with her. Amy and I crush on this woman constantly. That being said, there is a moment that I cried because there's a point. Spoiler alerts for Into the Heights. You didn't watch it. Don't complain about it. But like the grandma dies. Now, here's the trigger. Obviously, I mention him all the time. It's July. I need to mention this as well. If I'm a Debbie Downer this entire month till August 19th, it's because I'm just reliving the traumatic event of my grandpa passing. That is, that's why I'm be a dick or whatever. But the grandma passes away in a style that's very reminiscent of to like how my grandpa passed. Mm. Right? In a style. I'm going to do a backflip. But
she, what a copycat.
Yeah. Jeez. And so there was a moment because I'm like, I don't feel anything for this abuela one bit, but she talks about her struggle and her like people telling her to speak English, her getting the maid job, her grinding so that she could see this generation that she's raised be at the position they are. And there's one part where like she's traveling up to the subway like ramp. And it's the white light, so you know she's going to heaven, right? And there's a line of, like, ghostly apparition-like figures there. Like, people just dressed in black and white. And there was a person, like, I fucking shit you not. The guys were dressed up like how my Wella would dress up. And I was like, well, fuck. This movie's all right, but, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I cried like a dumb little baby for like a good solid 5 minutes. And then it doesn't help the fact that like they get abuelos and abuelas like down pat. So like she's wearing the nightgown. Like, I don't know if maybe this is just a Hispanic thing, but abuelas just wear nightgowns constantly. That's it. That's their attire. They get this poncho on and that's it. They call it a day. And she walks like grandma as well. And she's always active. She can't not move. And so like, she's just moving like my grandma and dying like my grandpa. And I was like, God damn it. This is eventually going to happen. This is going to suck. And then I'm like, then I also hate my family. Like, I got to see them again. I want to lose weight so I at least look good. You know, it'd be like, at least one of them's got their shit together. Like, those are the things I think about.
I gotcha. So,
yeah, that was Into the Heights. Whew, made me cry. Also, Kyle, last bit as a happy note. You watch Loki yet, dude?
Not yet.
None of it. Oh, my God. That should be illegal. That's something you need to fix. That should be the road to get this.
I may or may not need an intervention when it comes to my MLB The Show habits. It's just overtaking everything I want to do because I'm having a blast. Yeah. I love playing this game. It's taking too much of my time. Like, I want to play FF7 Remake again and Intergrade just to see how pretty it looks on PS5. But no, MLB The Show is just, you know, they're always adding new stuff, Joe. Always adding new things. Damn. Always. But yeah, I know I need to get on Loki. I think I will make that a priority maybe Friday night to kind of just watch them all and catch up. Yeah. Because I need to. I miss the Marvel shows. And I'm telling you, that move to Wednesdays is really fucking with my head.
Yeah, it really is. I gotta tell you, man, this show is so much better written than Falcon Winter Soldier and WandaVision.
Wanda?
Yeah. And like, it's from start, it's like, we're building this universe. Here are the rules. And then it's like, here are some questions in episode 2. Hey, remember those rules we just taught you? Well, here's something real jacked up. And then 4 is just like, whoa, you went there. I love when, like, they subvert those expectations, but, like, they took a risk that they didn't need to. You didn't see, like, you're like, what the f-? Like, in The Departed, right, where Leo just gets capped in the elevator. You're like, yeah, I'm finally taking you in. You're like, oh, what's going to happen here? That literally happened, Kyle, in episode 4, 3 times in the span of 5 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
that's pretty impressive.
And I'm just like, and it all makes sense to the rules that they're setting up and the mystery of. Mm-hmm. So like, I love this. I love this MCU where it's just like, let's get weird and let's find out. Let's find ourselves again since we don't have an Iron Man. It's awesome. It's fantastic. So
that's cool.
Also, I played Scarlet Nexus.
And?
It's all right.
All
right. Action's really great, but here's the thing that I fall in with every JRPG.
I don't know if it's fair you call it a JRPG.
Sorry, Japanese style game? Am I saying that right? Maybe. Or am I like a racist uncle? Like, and I don't mean to be, you know, I'm just like, oh, he was in the 70s. This was acceptable then.
It's an action role-playing game. That's what it is.
So yeah. Japanese action role-playing games. It's like, it's the end of the world. We're fighting things that are floating in the air. They don't tell you why they're floating there or what they are exactly. They just call them the others. And it's like, oh, we're stopping the apocalypse. But, oh, I hope Yukio likes me. Let's go on a dinner date and talk about our feelings. It's like, what? Why are we going to a cafe? I don't care if Yukito likes me or not. I don't care. He's a shrub. He's a shroob. You know, it's all about Kasana or Kasine or whatever. Right. Goddamn,
you will not like Persona at all.
And that's the thing too. It's like Persona, I gotta read, and it's like, oh, look at us. We're fighting crime. We're stopping the end of the world. I'm in a sexy kitty cat like latex suit. Isn't this cool? That'll confuse.
Listen,
you,
a lot of people don't like Anne, who's the one in the cat suit. See. Let me tell you, I mean, I'm sure the other choice is great, but like, Anne's pretty fantastic.
Best girl. I'm going to look up images on Google. This is a mistake. I'm going to show
It's not... it won't come back as Anne, I'll tell you that much.
Whoa, who is this lady? Lady with the glasses. Red hair. Futaba.
Futaba. Futaba is, yeah, I think what most people say are...
That's the best
girl? Best girl. Yeah.
Why not best boy? Is there a best boy?
I don't know if you can romance the boys in Persona, honestly.
Oh, wait, isn't there like something like... They I know there's something not cool for LGBTQ folks out there. Like there's
I don't know what it is, so I can't speak on it. But
I think it's like something that has to do with I just even hate saying the word, but like pedophilia, and they equate it to But let me see.
I mean, to be fair, all these characters are in high school,
and that's the other thing. It's like, oh, who's the best girl? Oh, who's my waifu? And then you're like. Oh, and left turn, they're children. You know?
Yeah. Let's,
come on, man. I don't know.
But I've been playing a cool game besides MLB The Show.
I guess Joker's got some twink vibes to him. I'm sorry, continue.
The girls were very excited about this Annapurna collection I broke down and bought. Mm-hmm. Because of a game called Wadum, and I mentioned it on the main show. Mm-hmm. It was created by the creators of Katamari Damacy, and it's like no dialogue really. It's just these shapes and food and plant life and just objects that come to life, and they're all gone missing except for this mayor cube guy, and they're just slowly everyone's coming back together, and it's the most wholesome. Mm-hmm. And just turn your brain off and just get these people back together and solve like environmental puzzles with the characters that you have. It's really just it's an odd looking, but very relaxing game to play. It's fantastic. And I do want to shout out the trophy list.
Oh,
because it seems like an easy platinum, but the cool thing that it does every platinum or every trophy you get is a letter. Like the image is a letter. Mm-hmm. And it spells out, once you have them all, congrats, you got all the trophies. And I'm like, that's super cool. I love that. That's real awesome.
Yeah. I dig it.
Yeah.
I dig it.
It's a very cute game. Highly recommend it.
I'm also looking from like Persona 4. And
Persona 4 Golden, yeah.
And I just thought like maybe it's just because I remember when Persona 5 came out, like, yeah, it's good, it's not as good as 4, but then time has passed, and like, Persona 5, this is it, this is the way. I'm like, all right, well, that's a different franchise. But you get the gist.
Yeah.
I guess best boy is Joker. Let me know. Let me see, best girl, Persona 5, or 4. Let me just see, best girl. Is this a thing? Let me see.
It's probably going to be, oh God, what's her, she's in green, Chie.
Holy shit, you get the internet and its thirst. First pick is this
girl. Well, I played a little bit of Golden.
And she's in green. It looks like she's got legs for days.
Chie, I believe. Another God.
They all practice bad gun safety because everyone's fingers on the trigger and not the guard. So
that's, yeah.
That is, you're going to shoot someone, okay?
If I'm not mistaken...
If that's a double action revolver, that's very bad. Okay, double action, that means you don't have to pull the hammer back. All right, I get it. I'm a cowboy. That was my past life, so I know.
Oh, maybe it's not the same person. Nope, never mind.
Yeah, see, this is where you lose me. This is where you lose me, Japan. These are my demands that I need. Yeah. No reading.
I thought that
first. It tires my eyes. Oh. Second. Gun safety.
I thought that the voice actress was the same one that did Clem's voice in Walking Dead, but I think I'm wrong.
Okay. Ain't that something? Well, Kyle, listen, that's been the Trophy Room After Show. We know or we have the contestants for the poll that will be ending next week we'll say, of what our game for July is going to be. So vote away. We'll put it out on Twitter as well. As always, it's been me, Mr. Badbit, over there, Mr. Ksup. We love you all very much. It's 100 degrees, and I need this AC ASAP. So with all that said, and with all that out of the way, everybody, love you. Keep it what's about you. Have a nice one.
Bye-bye.